23rd. And here at our studios on the east side of Red Oak, we're at 66 degrees. I'm joined now this morning by Gray Land Service. We have with us Nick Gray. Nick, good morning to you.
Hey, good morning. How are you?
I'm doing well. Pull that mic up a little closer to
you. Can you hear me now?
Oh, yeah. I got you. How are things going?
Very well. Very busy. Very well.
That's good, right?
Yes,
busy is good.
Absolutely.
And Jessica DeMars with us as well. Jessica, how are you?
Good morning.
Nice to see you.
Nice to see you.
How are things going for you?
Everything's going great.
Is it busy times?
Busy time.
You have active kiddos.
Yes. Three active boys in all sports.
Yes.
Yes. We've been at a baseball field every night for the last 2 weeks, and it's going to keep going.
Yeah. You know, I think the last time we spoke, Nick, we were talking about, let's say ball fields. How about that? Baseball,
correct.
Softball
baseball,
field?
Baseball, softball, both over there in Stanton. Yes.
How's that going?
Awesome. You know, we completely redid the youth field that was there, and
yeah.
we added a second one.
Yep.
And I don't know how we got along before we had this second one, because they're both booked every night. Everybody's been practicing. And then our games start, I think, this next week.
Yeah.
And as soon as games start, there's games every night. So practices are going to...
So how did... So when we spoke, you were talking about that. That happened fairly rapidly.
Very fast.
Yeah. And then, it's been a few months ago, I spoke with Justin Miller. He was telling me more than 100 kiddos out for softball, baseball.
Yes.
That's crazy.
Crazy.
Yeah.
It made a huge jump. It's been in the last couple of years, I think he was telling me it was, you know, went from maybe 40 some to over 100, you know.
Yeah. And I was over there the other day, I was telling you off air and driving by, and they were all busy kids practicing and playing and getting better. Now, tell me about you. Are you coaching? Are you what are you up to, Nick? With
yep, I coach and have boys, Jessica's boys' age, and so if not coaching, watching, driving, staying,
all
the
above,
all the above, yes,
all of those things. These are all good activities and endeavors, though. So
yes,
let's talk about Gray Land Service. Big picture.
Yep, big picture.
Nick, what is Gray Land Service?
So, I have been a realtor now, I think, was it 5 years? September of last year, I went ahead and got my broker's license and started my own company, Gray Land Service, selling ag real estate, selling acreages, houses. And I also do farm appraisals.
Okay.
And that I do appraisals under EKS Appraisals out of Maryville.
Okay.
So they're two separate things, but obviously they work hand in hand as far
sure.
as appraising land and then selling land.
Right.
And Jessica has been working with me for a little over a year, and in that time she was taking her realtor classes and recently got her license. So
she, you're on board now? And
I'm on board.
So, what are the trends you see when you're talking farm? And is that would you consider that your specialty? Ag, farm,
yep, I would acreage? Say rural, yep, ag, acreages, yep.
Yeah.
I would say exactly that.
I read reports and, you know, you hear a lot of news reports and whatnot about ag prices. It can be land prices. It can be input costs is one that you hear a lot about right now. You hear about tight margins. So what are you seeing when you're talking to farmers and landowners? What are you hearing about land prices and the market right now?
Well, land prices, when you compare them to profit and farming, they don't work. Nothing pencils, but there seemed to be a little bit of an upward trend in the commodities prices, where, you know, there is a little bit of a profit that can be seen there.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, farming has always been tight margins. You
yeah.
know, for,
it, yep.
For as long as I can remember, you'll have a year or two, you know, every once in a while that you can really do well, or a year or two that it's really hard. But for the most part, they've just always been tight. So. And then, with land prices, It sure seems like I talked to an older gentleman, an older farmer, had been farming his whole life. He told me that he's always looked at it as land prices are always going to take a big spike about every 10 years. It could be, you know, 6-7 years mm-hmm. or 11-12 years. He says things will be flat, come down, come up, and then we'll have a big run in the market, just like we saw in 21-22. So right now we're in the middle. You know, stuff's kind of flat.
Yeah. Not big increases. Not, you know, land is always such a great option for people to have, though, right? I mean, everyone wants land.
Everyone wants land, and there's only so much of it. They're not making any more of it.
Yeah.
There you go. Yes, it's a great investment long term.
You bet. Absolutely it is. So, Jessica, tell me about your path. You've said you've been working with Nick for about a year or so.
Mm-hmm.
What is it that you've seen that interested you, thought, that's for me? I think I want to jump into this.
Well, I've worked in landscaping for 13 years,
yep.
and then I just came on board with Nick, and I just saw his passion and how he loves Southwest Iowa, and I love Southwest Iowa. And
it's home, right?
Yes, it's home. It's where I raised my kids, where Nick's raising his kids, and
yeah.
I just wanted to be a part of all that.
So what are some of the things that you would say, Nick, as Gray Land Service,
mm-hmm.
that sets Gray Land Service apart from other people that are in the market? What are some of the things? You mentioned the appraisals,
yep.
which is something that you can offer, right? But what
yep.
else?
And I would say, so in the real estate, or selling ag real estate market, there's kind of two different types of brokers or companies. You know, there's larger companies that, you know, cover the state of Iowa, all the Midwest, can go kind of anywhere. And then there's more local brokers and real estate agents that kind of focus on just their little area. And that's what I do. That's what Jessica does. That's why I wanted to bring Jessica on board too, because it's all about relationships.
Right.
And we both have deep ties in the area. And
so talk to me about, so side note, aerial and drone photography is really cool.
Yes.
Right? I mean, I really enjoy it.
Mm-hmm.
And you see a lot of it. It's extremely popular. Do you utilize that technology to get it gives you a better feel, doesn't it? Of what's there. You can see it. You can explain
Absolutely.
It. You can talk about it. Talk to me about that. Use of drone technology.
Absolutely. You pretty much use, most people use and need a drone to take photos for about everything now.
Uh-huh.
I mean, even, you know, it's been, I feel like the drone photos have been kind of pretty important in a lot of the ag real estate for quite a few years, just because it's such a big area and you can just get a better view. Now, it's really picking up in the residential market.
Mm-hmm.
They're using these drones to go in and take pictures and videos, you know, 360 videos of inside a house and whatnot. So it's been a huge addition to the real estate business. And, you know, now they're adding in like 3D mapping and all that cool stuff. So.
Uh-huh. And it just continues to advance too. It's pretty cool.
It does.
Absolutely.
It's pretty cool. So if someone was thinking about it, and, you know, I think we have a lot of 100-year farms, century farms, and now what's the one at 150? There's a designation for that, but I can't remember at the moment what that designation is. You're starting to see some of that. I mean, so my point being that land sometimes doesn't turn over very often, and when it does, it can be pretty competitive. So what do you say to people when they're maybe thinking about the idea, maybe we want to put this farm up for sale? What do you do, Nick? What's the right thing to do?
Well,
call you.
Yeah, call me. And you know, there's obviously always two options. And because I do the appraisals, we do a lot of appraisals for trusts. We do a lot of appraisals for estates.
Yeah.
Okay. So, grandpa or grandma passes away. She left the land to, you know, children or grandchildren.
Yep.
And it's always the big thing. Do we keep it or do we sell it?
Right.
You know, and you have to, you know, regardless, you have to get an appraisal, for tax purposes.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there usually a lot of times in these families, there might be one grandchild that continues to farm, and
right.
and then they have to work that out. But selling has always been a good option. It's been a really good option here in the last 5-6 years with prices where they were. So, you know, but then you have to pay capital gain tax.
Well, there's always another side to that for
That's
sure.
Right.
So what are the biggest, whenever you, let's say a farm hits the market, I would guess that in Iowa, where we're located, you have calls from all over, because Iowa is not only a great farming community, but it is nationally known for hunting as well.
That's absolutely
And there's
correct.
A tremendous amount of interest in people purchasing and buying farms for that express purpose. Do you get those calls?
I tell everybody we're in a sweet spot. And even within Iowa, you know, you have northern Iowa, northwest Iowa, a lot of open, flatter land.
Yeah.
They farm fence line to fence line. No fence lines, you know.
Right.
We're here in a sweet spot where you can get some recreational ground that has excellent hunting, but you can also get some income off of it.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm working with a client right now out of Omaha who's looking for exactly that. You know, they want their little own piece of dirt that they can do a little hunting and fishing on, but also pays them.
You bet.
You know, gives them a little annual income.
I mean, it is really a great investment for people to consider, because you have all of those options.
Absolutely.
Investment rental income off of it, potentially have some fun hunting and fishing and those options. So it's pretty cool.
Yes.
I like it. What do you do when you're not on the taking care of people and selling real estate? What do you do
yep.
for fun, Nick?
But Jessica and I do the same thing. We chase the kids around.
Go to baseball games?
You know, and her and I are both involved with Southwest Iowa Heat, which is a youth organization here in Southwest Iowa for baseball and softball
yep.
for younger kids to kind of keep up with what they're doing in the cities.
Yeah.
They've been doing these travel baseball in the cities for several years. And I was a part of it. Jessica's a part of it. If you wanted to be a part of that, you had to drive to Omaha, Council mm-hmm. Bluffs, Des Moines. And now we have our own little organization down here. And we have kids from Red Oak. There's a lot of kids from Red Oak, Stanton, Shenandoah, Bedford, Lenox. Where else?
Sydney.
Yes. Griswold. Oh, shoot. I mean, Corning.
Yeah.
Everywhere. Clarinda.
All over the region.
Yep.
So you were not exaggerating. Literally almost every night you're at the ball field.
We are. Yeah.
Yes.
What ages? Tell me about your kid. Tell me about your family. Nick, first you and then Jessica.
Okay. Yes, I have three kids. My oldest daughter is 14, and she's softball right now playing high school for the first time.
Ooh,
you know, she's an eighth grader.
Yeah.
But she's playing high school softball for Stanton, and then I have a sixth grade son. He's obviously playing baseball, and then I have a second grader who's playing baseball. All three of them play Stanton sports, and they also do some travel sports as well, basketball, baseball. But I will say one thing that's very important to me with the travel ball stuff is that all my kids are going to play the local town.
Yeah.
Town sports first.
I think that's important.
Yes, absolutely.
I like it. So, Eric, so Jessica, tell me about you. What? Tell me about your family, kiddos. Tell me about that.
Oh, gosh. Well, my husband, Rudy, is also from Red Oak, you know, born and raised with his parents, Ron and Sarah, here. And then my boys, Carter is 14. He and Sloan are such good friends. And then I have Crew, who is going to be 10. And then Killian, he's 8. He's Maverick, Nick's youngest son. They're best friends, too. So our families just mesh really well. And
they're
all in sports, baseball, soccer. We're just doing it all.
I have to jump in. I forgot about my wife, Susan.
Oh, yes.
And I would be
She's
in trouble.
She's your best friend.
You...
And I didn't forget about her.
Good
I mean,
job.
I
way
I
to was, save it.
Yes,
Nick.
So Jessica
saved the best for last.
Yeah, Jessica just jumped in on me too soon. I didn't get her out. And she works down at Clarinda at the hospital. So.
I want to make sure we highlight that later on. That's awesome. Whoops, my wife.
Yeah, yes.
We were saving the best for last.
There you go. I love it. I love it. That's good stuff. So, how can people talk to you? Find out more about Grayland Service. What's the best way to get in touch with you?
So. our phone number is number one. I mean, everybody is on their cell phone constantly. We have a website, and it's www.graylandservice.com.
Yeah.
My phone number, 712-789-9932. And I'll let Jess give hers out.
And mine is 712-370-6686.
Social media?
Yeah,
yes.
We're on social media.
Facebook, yes. Yep. I'm not a huge social media person.
Hey, I'm right there with you, man. I'm right there with you.
We're getting more involved in Instagram, right?
Yes.
Jess, is that Jessica?
Yeah, we're going to use
our
kids this summer to kind of help us get us more involved in that social media aspect. So,
there you go.
Yeah.
What's the most fun thing that you do, Jessica, at your day to day working? Where are your offices are located, or are you kind of just wherever?
We are in Stanton. We are at, Nick, what's our address again?
318 Broad Avenue,
yes.
There
right?
you go.
Yep.
Yes,
right in Stanton. Right.
Stop in and see us.
Yeah. Yes, right across from FICA.
Oh,
right next to Virginia's.
Yeah.
Which is...
I know right where you're
there
at.
There you go.
I
a lot of right people right know where Virginia is.
You sneak over and get coffee every now and again?
Yes, absolutely.
That'd be my problem. I'd be over there all the time grabbing coffee. So what's the most fun thing, Jessica, that you do?
I would say, like, I do love working with Nick. I've learned so much from him. He is so knowledgeable about almost anything. He's a great people person, so I love working with him. Raising my kids, just being a part of Iowa is just great.
Yeah, very good. Nick, how about you? Best part?
Like Jessica said, you have to be a people person or like to interact with people to do what we do.
Sure.
I enjoy the satisfaction and just seeing people happy. It personally always made me, land was always special to me, and when I bought my first farm and the feeling I had whenever I was able to do that, and I enjoy giving that to others as well.
All right. Is it available to people? Can people still buy a farm?
There you go. Yes, they can. And we actually, Jessica and I actually have a new listing about to hit the market.
Talk to me about what you got.
Yeah, it is 520 acres. It is located south of Corning, like a mile east of Highway 148 in between Corning and Gravity. We're going to have, there's going to be a total of possibly five parcels. Like a smaller acreage be a great place to build a house, and then the rest of it is going to be crop ground and pasture. And if you know where J20 meets Highway 148, it's about a mile east of there.
Okay. So how can you're gonna? This is getting ready to hit the market pretty soon, then, right?
Absolutely. Yep. We are, and get back to your drone comment. We got some awesome drone footage of this place, and the coolest part to me was the 3D mapping. We got some cool 3D mapping.
Did you do that with your drone as well?
Not with my drone.
Okay.
No.
That's the next drone that you're going to get, right?
Yeah, right. Yeah. I can barely keep my truck on the road, so I don't know if I'll be flying a drone. But this is going to be a great opportunity for a young farmer wanting to build a house. There's some pasture on it for possible cattle operation.
Well, you talk about a crazy market. Livestock market is nuts, is it not?
Absolutely.
Oh, my word.
Absolutely. Every time I talk to a cattle guy, and I used to have cattle, I don't anymore. Apparently, I got out too soon. But every time I talk to a cattle guy, I'm just floored at the amount of money it costs just to buy one.
It's crazy.
Even if it's a bottle calf, it's crazy.
Yeah. So there you go. So when will this be on the market? Soon or is it now?
Yep. So it'll be live. End of the day today, tomorrow.
Okay.
Somewhere in there.
Officially.
Yep. So. And it is, I want to give a shout out. It's the seller would be the Dorothy L. Porter Revocable Trust. So Dorothy had passed away, and her kids are selling.
Uh-huh.
So.
There you go. Anything else? But by the way, we are visiting with Nick Gray and Jessica DeMars from Gray Land Service, and you can find that at graylandservice.com. Reach out, talk to these guys if you – maybe you're just thinking about it. I would think it would be important to talk to somebody, even if you're planning some sort of transition, thinking maybe next year we're going to sell, maybe, you know.
Any questions you
have those questions, because it is a big, when you're talking 500 acres, 1,000 acres, couple thousand acres, I mean, we're talking big decision here that needs to be made. So conversations need to be had.
Conversations need to be had, and they need to be had now. Earlier is better. You know, things used to get done a lot quicker back in the day. Now, when you're working with drone, the drone flyers are getting busier and busier, and that takes time. And you know, you never can be too prepared,
right?
You know, and it seems like just like anything else, the land market has a better time to sell, a poorer time to sell. So you just want to kind of prepare.
You bet. Anything else, Jessica, that we need to touch on that we haven't?
Reach out
and talk, right?
Reach out and talk. If you have any questions, if you're looking, you know, maybe to sell your home, if you're looking to move into the area, Southwest Iowa is a great place to raise your family. I came back and wanted to raise my family here, so give us a call. We will help you find your dream home, sell your home.
That's the cool thing. You guys, you're from here. You know the property.
Yes.
You know the land. You know the people. You know the communities. That's a cool thing.
Well, that's another thing. When you get these bigger companies, you don't really know who you're working with and if they are working hard for you.
Yeah.
When you have Nick and I, you know who we are. You know we're good people. We're from here.
Yeah.
That's very good. And we want to focus on where we live, where we see people every day. That's kind of our territory: Red Oak, Stanton, Villisca, Corning, you know, Clarinda, Shenandoah. Just our little area here, because we know it so well. You know, it's important to us to have the knowledge.
You know,
We don't want to go to Northwest Iowa. I don't know. You know, I don't even know the best way to price a property up there. I don't. You know, so we want to stay away from that stuff. We want to work with what we know.
You betcha. I like it. Anything else, Nick?
I think that's it.
Reach out, have a conversation, start talking about it. Check them out, graylandservice.com. Very good. Nice to see you.
Thank you. Good to
Don't
see you.
Don't be a stranger. Enjoy the ball field.
Hopefully.
You know what? You may not have ball tonight.
We may not.
You may not.
And honestly, I we need the rain again. I know the guys have been planting in the fields, and they don't want to see it. As long as it's not too much, we can get back. They can get back in the fields quick. And I will say this. The way the ball stuff is going, hopefully I'll be back in here in another year or so to have some new addition to Southwest Iowa as far as a baseball field or a baseball facility.
Oh, I'm looking forward to that already.
Yes.
But I hope you're in before a year. We need to talk
that's
more
true.
Regularly than that.
That's
so
right. You're right. You're
put
right.
that on the calendar, but we'll talk about that in a year from now, too. So
okay.
Make it a great day. Nice to see you both.
Thanks.
Fire up the savings this week here at your Red Oak IV. 12 to 16 ounce packages of Ivy Pasta, only 88 cents. 14 to 24 ounce jars of Prairie Pasta,